堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是维维，欢迎大家参加商业英语会谈时间节目。在上次的会谈时间里， Anderson 女士和 Green 先生讨论了留用现用雇员或是另雇用新职工的利弊得失。今天 Green 先生要告诉 Tate 女士，不论服装公司董事会做什么选择， Tate 咨询公司都得为怎么样执行董事会的决定而提供大量的咨询服务。好，我们在参加他们的会谈前先学个词组和生词。董事会的英文是Board of Directors, Board of Directors, Board, B-O-A-R-D, Board, Director, D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R, Director, 执行或者贯彻，用英文表达是 Implement, I-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, Implement. 好，我们马上去参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，谁将做出决定？
Has Ms. Anderson decided whether to retrain or lay off?
She met with the board of directors yesterday. They're making the decision.
Fortunately for her, she's not the decision maker.
I'll say. She'll be here soon to give me their decision.
Then we can help her implement it.
Yes. If the board decides to retrain the current employees, we can help them organize their training program.
And if they decide to hire new employees, we can help them recruit skilled workers.
And then help them train the new workers for their specific jobs.
Either way, we have a full plate.
Tate 女士一开始就问 Style Plus 服装公司的 Anderson 女士，决定是留用还是解雇现有人员。我们再听一遍，看看 Anderson 女士一个人能做得了主吗？
Has Ms. Anderson decided whether to retrain or lay off?
She met with the board of directors yesterday. They're making the decision.
Fortunately for her, she's not the decision maker.
I'll say. She'll be here soon to give me their decision.
原来决定权不在 Anderson 女士一个人手里，她得和 Board of Directors, 也就是董事会商量，一起来决定。 Tate 女士认为，对 Anderson 女士说来这是件好事，因为大家为她分担了做如此重大决定的责任。这里有两个词似乎很相似，我们再听一遍这几句话，找一找是哪两个。
Has Ms. Anderson decided whether to retrain or lay off?
She met with the board of directors yesterday. They're making the decision.
Fortunately for her, she's not the decision maker.
I'll say, she'll be here soon to give me their decision.
不知你找到了没有？他们是动词 decide 和名词 decision。你注意到了吗？名词 decision 常常和动词 make 连用。我们说 make a decision, 意思是做出决定。而决策者就是 decision maker。 我们再往下听几个用 decision 这个词的例子，特别注意和 decision 搭配的动词。
The board of directors is making the decision.
Ms. Anderson will be here soon to give me their decision.
Then we can help her implement it.
你听到了吗？这里用了 make the decision, give the decision, implement the decision。接下来请你回答下面的问题，请注意在回答里用正确的动词跟 decision 这个词搭配。
What is the board of directors doing?
They're making the decision.
What will Ms. Anderson do?
She'll give Mr. Green the decision.
What will Tate Associates do?
They'll implement the decision.
不论 Style Plus 决定是重新训练老职工还是招聘新的熟练工 Tate 咨询公司都要帮助他们执行有关决定招聘的英文是 Recruit R-E-C-R-U-I-T Recruit 好我们听听 Tate 咨询公司能做哪些工作
Yes, if the board decides to retrain the current employeesWe can help them organize their training program.
And if they decide to hire new employees, we can help them recruit skilled workers.
And then help them train the new workers for their specific jobs.
Tate 咨询公司既能帮他们安排现有职工训练项目，也能帮他们招聘新职工，并且为新雇员提供必要的训练。看来不论是哪一种选择，咨询工作都少不了。我们听听 Tate 女士怎么表达这样的意思。
Either way, we have a full plate.
她也可以那样说，意思不变。
Either way, our plate is full.
We have a full plate 和 our plate is full 都表示我们有好多工作得做。现在我们再听一次他俩的这段谈话，请边听边思考这个问题。
Who will make the decision?Has Ms. Anderson decided whether to retrain or lay off?
She met with the board of directors yesterday. They're making the decision.
Fortunately for her, she's not the decision maker.
I'll say. She'll be here soon to give me their decision.
Then we can help her implement it.
Yes. If the board decides to retrain the current employees, we can help them organize their training program.
And if they decide to hire new employees, we can help them recruit skilled workers.
And then help them train the new workers for their specific jobs.
Either way, we have a full plate.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
Who will make the decision?
The board of directors.
接下去 Anderson 女士又来找 Green 先生商谈公司业务了。她说董事会已经决定重新训练现有职工，因为职工忠于职守的精神是无价之宝。我们赶快去听听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，他们最重要的考虑因素是什么。
Well, Mr. Green,The board voted to retrain. The loyalty factor was an important one.
The workers' loyalty to you.
And our loyalty to them.
It was a tough decision. There will be cost and time considerations in either case.
But we could never replace lost loyalty.
I agree. You've invested a lot of time and money in your employees.
We can't put a price tag on loyalty.
I'm sure company morale will be high now.
I hope so. Change is always a problem, though.
No one likes change, but ultimately it works out for the best.
Anderson 女士把董事会的决定告诉了 Green 先生。我们再听一遍是什么决定？促使他们做出这个决定的主要考虑因素是什么
？Well, Mr. Green, the board voted to retrain.The loyalty factor was an important one.
The workers' loyalty to you.
And our loyalty to them.
原来他们决定重新训练现有职工。他们主要考虑到忠心耿耿的精神非常重要。不仅雇员对公司忠心，公司也得忠于雇员。当然这不是能轻易做出的决定。所以 Green 先生说 ,It was a tough decision. 那是个棘手的决定。Green 先生认为只有这一种选择才是棘手的吗？我们再听听这几句话。
It was a tough decision. There will be cost and time considerations in either case.
But we could never replace lost loyalty.
I agree.
原来 Green 先生认为两种选择都不好办，因为都涉及费用和时间问题。然而 Anderson 女士却认为什么都取代不了忠于职守的精神。 Green 先生表示同意。他们为什么有这样的看法呢？我们再继续听，请注意里面的习惯说法 can't put a price tag on。 price tag 是放在商品上的价格标签， tag 拼法是 T-A-G， 上面不能放价格标签，换句话说是无法标价，含义是千金难买。
I agree. You've invested a lot of time and money in your employees.
We can't put a price tag on loyalty.
Green 先生指出，公司在职工身上投入了大量的时间和金钱，而 Anderson 女士进一步表示金钱难买忠于职守的精神。好，我们再听听他们留用老职工的决定会对职工的士气产生什么影响。士气或者工作积极性，用英文表达就是 morale， M-O-R-A-L-E， morale。
I'm sure company morale will be high now.
I hope so.
改变必然会带来问题，所以在变革的开初阶段谁都觉得别扭，然而后来变革似乎老是会达到最佳效果。这句话用英文来表达就是 it'll work out for the best。请注意，这里用缩写形式 it'll 代替 it will， 这儿字母 t 不送气，发成 it'll。
Change is always a problem though.
No one likes change, but it'll work out for the best.
现在请大家再听一遍这段话，请边听边思考怎么样回答这个问题。
What was the most important consideration?Well, Mr. Green, the board voted to retrain. The loyalty factor was an important one.
The workers' loyalty to you.
And our loyalty to them.
It was a tough decision. There will be cost and time considerations in either case.
But we could never replace lost loyalty.
I agree. You've invested a lot of time and money in your employees.
We can't put a price tag on loyalty.
I'm sure company morale will be high now.
I hope so. Change is always a problem, though.
No one likes change, but ultimately it works out for the best.
现在请大家回答这个问题。
What was the most important consideration?
Loyalty.
Green 先生接着说明，选择不同训练的方式各有利弊。下一步就得衡量这些有利或者不利因素。利弊用英文来说是 pros and cons。 pro 拼作 P-R-O， con 拼法是 C-O-N。 名词选择用英文说是 option， O-P-T-I-O-N， option。 是 Anderson 女士烦恼的是，凡涉及时间、金钱和人员的决定总令人十分为难。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，可以选用几种不同的方式重新训练职工呢？
So, what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Let's start by looking at your training options.
Options?
It shouldn't surprise you that you have a couple of options.
Both options with pros and cons?
Everything has its advantages and disadvantages.
And nothing is ever simple.
Basically, you can either train your workers on-site or off-site.
Well, without knowing the pros and cons, my first reaction is to train on-site.
Let me pull some information together for our next meeting.Then you can make an informed decision.
In 策划业务的时候，人们常常问这两个问题来推进讨论。
What's the next step? Where do we go from here?
这种问题目的是引导出行动规划。Let's start by 起头的句子，常常用来提出规划或者行动的第一步。我们再听几个例子。Let's
start by looking at your training options.
Let's start by filling the orders.
Let's start by computerizing the production line.
Let's start by increasing production.
现在请大家一起来练习用 Let's start by。我们先描述一种情况，然后问你下一步怎么办，请你立即提出首先该做什么，最后再参考一下我们的应答。好，我们现在开始。订单无法按时完成，发生积压。
What's the next step?
Let's start by filling the orders.
生产线陈旧过时。
What's the next step?
Let's start by computerizing the production line.
必须重新训练我们的职工。
Where do we go from here?
Let's start by looking at our training options.
首先考虑可选择的训练方式，正是 Green 先生提出的建议。我们再听听 Anderson 女士听了这话反应如何。
Options?
It shouldn't surprise you that we have a couple of options.
Both options with pros and cons.
训练办法居然不止一种，这显然使 Anderson 女士感到很意外。所以他夸张地强调了 options 词尾的 s。他说 options。Green 先生表示确实有几种选择，而且每种选择各有利弊。我们再听一次这两句话。
Both options with pros and cons.
Everything has its advantages and disadvantages.
这里他俩用 pros and cons 以及 advantages and disadvantages。来表示有利因素和不利因素。Advantage 拼法是 A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E Advantage Disadvantage 拼法是 D-I-S-A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E Disadvantage 它们是两对反义词。不知你有没有注意到，有些词加上前缀 dis 能把原来的词义改换成相反的意思。好，我们继续听 Anderson 女士对分析各种选择的利弊有什么想法。
Both options with pros and cons.
Everything has its advantages and disadvantages.
And nothing is ever simple.
Anderson 女士觉得很遗憾，任何事情都不那么简单。然而究竟有哪几种可选择的训练办法呢？我们马上会再次听到。这儿先来学两个短语 on-site site S-I-T-E 意思是地点场所，这里特指服装公司所在地，所以 on-site 是在公司里或者厂内，而 off-site 是在公司外或者厂外。好，我们来听听可以选用的训练方式。
Basically, you can either train your workers on-site or off-site.
Well, without knowing the pros and cons, my first reaction is to train on-site.
Let me pull some information together for our next meeting. Then you can make an informed decision.
原来既可以进行厂内训练，也可以考虑厂外培训。而 Anderson 女士的初步反应是赞同厂内培训，她对其中的利弊还没有彻底了解，就做出这个选择。所以 Green 先生提出要在下次会面前收集一些信息。他说要 pull some information together， 意思是收集一些信息，这是为了让 Anderson 女士充分了解情况再做定夺。好，我们再听一遍这段谈话。请边听边试着回答这个问题。
How many retraining options are there? So, what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Let's start by looking at your training options.
Options?
It shouldn't surprise you that you have a couple of options.
Both options with pros and cons?
Everything has its advantages and disadvantages.
And nothing is ever simple.
Basically, you can either train your workers on-site or off-site.
Well, without knowing the pros and cons, my first reaction is to train on-site.
Let me pull some information together for our next meeting. Then you can make an informed decision.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
How many retraining options are there?
2.
Has Ms. Anderson decided whether to retrain or lay off?
She met with the board of directors yesterday. They're making the decision.
Fortunately for her, she's not the decision maker.
I'll say. She'll be here soon to give me their decision.
Then we can help her implement it.
Yes. If the board decides to retrain the current employees, we can help them organize their training program.
And if they decide to hire new employees, we can help them recruit skilled workers.
And then help them train the new workers for their specific jobs.
Either way, we have a full plate.
Green 先生接着马上和 Anderson 女士会面了。
Well, Mr. Green, the board voted to retrain. The loyalty factor was an important one.
The workers' loyalty to you.
And our loyalty to them.
It was a tough decision. There will be cost and time considerations in either case.
But we could never replace lost loyalty.
I agree. You've invested a lot of time and money in your employees.
We can't put a price tag on loyalty.
I'm sure company morale will be high now.
I hope so. Change is always a problem, though.
No one likes change, but ultimately it works out for the best.
So, what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
Let's start by looking at your training options.
Options?
It shouldn't surprise you that you have a couple of options.
Both options with pros and cons?
Everything has its advantages and disadvantages.
And nothing is ever simple.
Basically, you can either train your workers on-site or off-site.
Well, without knowing the pros and cons, my first reaction is to train on-site.
Let me pull some information together for our next meeting. Then you can make an informed decision.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是怎么样提出建议。
Let's take a break and get some lunch.
Good idea. I could use a break.
缩写形式 Let's 常用来提出建议。再听几个例子。
Let's take a break.
Let's get some lunch.
Let's get some coffee.
Let's get something to eat.
你也可以用以 Why don't we 开端的句子来提出建议。我们来听几个例子。
Why don't we take a break?
Why don't we get some lunch?
Why don't we get some coffee?
Why don't we get something to eat?
现在请你听了一些情况以后提出你的合理建议。你可以选用 let's 或者 why don't we 开端的句型。说完以后再参考一下我们的说法，当然可以有不同的应对方式。
I'm hungry.
Let's get some lunch.Let's get something to eat.
I'm tired of working.
Let's take a break.
I need something to wake me up.
Let's get some coffee.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.Dr. Lucky 和我邀请您再来参加下次会谈，到时候 Tate 咨询公司的顾问要帮助服装厂的主管决定在哪儿训练职工。我是维维，这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑， 叶光海导播，谢谢收听，各位下次再见。